we looked at some photos of cooling towers, and we saw there is a certain pattern that repeats over and over again.
Hille Becker and her husband Bernd photographed industrial structures all over the world. They made typologies of buildings, the way an archaeologist would classify a set of artifacts.
There was all kinds of things like coal mines, blast furnaces, everything that had to do with steel industry, gas tanks, and the big subjects of water towers. And that was the most fun.
They captured and presented all of their images in the same way.
Very simple criteria.
Very simple criteria.
First of all, it has to be clear. You have to isolate it from a very complicated surrounding, if you can. You wait for a foggy day, or you wait for a certain light that comes from the side, and it's possible to read it.
They sometimes had to develop their pictures on the fly.
We looked for motels that had no window in the back, where the bathroom has no window, and then that was a dark room.
That's right. Any one of these pictures might have been developed in a motel bathtub. The Beckers were constantly grappling with makeshift solutions like that, plus bad weather, equipment issues, being chased off the land, not to mention the indifference of their photography colleagues.
There are always times that you almost give up, but we were two people, and there was always one who said, come on, don't be silly.
A lot of the structures in their photographs are gone now.
Bernd and I knew actually from the beginning that this is a coming and going, and that this is not eternal, and that's not an architecture like the pyramids. It's made for coming and disappearing.